Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on a funky Football Friday.
Now we're talking.
As you can hear. Appreciate you rocking with us. Much appreciation, as always, to our guy, B. Scott, for hanging out with us for an hour on the program. Hope that you don't miss him too much, but, you know, he's around here. You catch him on Wednesdays on the drive, and periodically when he pops in here and there. That's a busy man, though. That's a very busy
Doing a hell of a job.
An incredible job.
Yeah.
An incredible job, as always. Also doing an incredible job, the fellas of the drive, who will be out at Talia Brewing in Sugar Land. That's right next to Constellation Field, where the Sugarland Space Cowboys, that's the right name, that where they play.
That's a really nice place, too.
Yeah, we've been out there a number of times at this point.
Yeah, that's a nice spot.
Yeah, if you are
in good weather for it, too.
General Southwest area. I mean, or if you just feel like making a drive to see the fellas of the drive, hop out there. And I will also say one more thing. If you haven't gotten one of the I keep saying commemorative, but that's the only... commemorative pint glasses for Football Fridays.
You can't get them just anywhere.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. You can only get them at these events. So you could pop out, especially if you haven't gotten one with the three of our faces on it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the In the Loop. It's an In the Loop weekend where you go out and grab one of those with the drive. So go out to Tail Yard Brewing for your Football Friday festivities. See that alliteration, John Lopez?
I saw that.
Something I'm sure you do not like is continuing to see what the injury report looks like after these practices, man. It is not fun when the rabbit has the gun, so to say, right? Mm-hmm. We've had a number of times this year where your opponent that the Texans are facing are dealing with a number of injuries, and you go, okay, what does that do for the Texans?
Yeah.
This week, I imagine, over there in Jacksonville, that is the conversation that they're having. Look at the Texans and all of the injuries that they're dealing with. Now, to be fair, the Jags also have theirs. Not trying to pretend like they are all the way healthy.
They have a pretty good number.
Exactly. Yeah. However, the Texans one's just like pretty deep here. And with that being the case, with the injuries that they're dealing with and the known guys that will not be going, talk less of the guys that we're still trying to figure out, what is the injuries going to hurt more, the offense or the defense, John Lopez?
That should be an easy answer, right? You would think.
You think so?
You would think the easy answer is, well, the offense, because they're so thin, especially on the offensive line.
Because they already didn't seem all that good.
They weren't that good to begin with. We were talking about that with B. Scott. And now you have Ed Ingram and Titus Howard, and you're thinking, all right, this could get really, really ugly. Yeah, I mean, this could get bad. It's not my answer. That's not my answer. I don't know where you guys stand. I think, especially when you're looking at Jalen Petrie, and Jalen Smith's already out. I don't know and I'm not sure. I mean, I know he's got a plan, but listen to Matt Burke talking about what they're going to do at that nickel position. I mean, it's...
Just, you know, obviously whatever happens as he's in the protocol and going through that, like we're just trying to prep all our guys to get ready and have some, you know, replacing any good player is hard. And any player like that does a lot for us, like a lot of our guys do, he's one of them. It's going to take multiple people, you know what I mean? So we're just going to have some different packages, move some guys around if we need to, and go play ball.
To that point, to Jalen, just like what he's meant and how he's adapted and moved positions and just being willing to do like everything.
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. I mean, he's just been you guys probably have some sense of him as a person and a human being and what he is. And that just filters out into everything he does for the team. And hey, go do this, go play here, go play safety, go play nickel, go play inside the box, go do that, like go play against the run. Like it, yes, sir, happy, smile on his face and does it at an elite level. So just obviously just enjoyable player to be around. And he's working to get back on the field for us.
So we know how good Jalen Petrie is. You just heard him talking about it. But as a replacement, he's basically saying, well, we're kind of going to mix and match.
Yeah. And mix and match means a couple of different things because it seems like they might just kind of go to some different coverages.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They play a nickel, and he's the glue of what they typically want to do. But how much do they maybe turn to a more traditional nickel? How much does this just force them into straight up base in instances where they would typically trust Jalen Petrie to be a de facto third linebacker? Do they just put in that third linebacker and trust that linebacker, especially if it's maybe like an EJ Speed or something, to just kind of maybe cover a little bit, which that gets a little scary if it's EJ. Well, maybe not as much with EJ, but Henry Toa Toa, I know a lot of people get skittish when he ends up having to backpedal and actually cover in a way. How much do they then maybe go out and do even like dime type stuff? Like, or what innovative ways do they go into doing this? I think that you're right. This is a big one because this is a deviation from the points leader when it comes to defenses in the NFL. This has been the reason why you've been able to maintain the assertion that you were close in these games and that you have all these one score games that unfortunately you've lost, is that the defense has kept this close. What is the drop off when the hinge point of what you do is probably not active? And I do want to make that clear, like clear up why that is, because the injury report for yesterday had a number of players still in that same place of not practicing. Jalen Petrie, CJ Stroud with concussions. We knew CJ's not going. We haven't gotten definitively if Titus isn't going,
but it is a concussion.
He concussion, and he didn't practice yesterday, so that feels like that. We probably have an answer there for Titus. Actually, we do have an answer because Blake Fisher will be going there, so my apologies there. Kymie Fairbairn still didn't practice, and we know he's not going to be going because D'Amico seemed to let that go. Harrison Bryant didn't practice yesterday. Ed Ingram didn't practice yesterday. So now some good things for the defense, especially in the guys that went from not practicing to being limited participants yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Will Anderson Jr., limited participant, which, whew.
Yeah, that was big.
Sigh of relief. On top of D'Amico Autry after not practicing being a limited participant. So that's depth-wise. You're feeling like you're rounding out with your pass rush, which is going to be important for you, I imagine, especially against the Trevor Lawrence. Nick Chubb and Damian Pierce were limited participants, though, as well. So offensively, you got those guys back in the fold practicing.
Well, but again, that's why, you know, the Jalen Petrie thing and the defense, how it affects that, that to me is a little bigger. Seriously, what are our expectations with this offensive line? More of the same.
Yeah, but
you know, maybe they'll have some moments. Maybe they'll, as Nick Haley said yesterday, you know, we have been able to run the ball occasionally. Maybe this, maybe that, but it's not going to be a force, you know, with this team. You stay in games because of the defense.
Yeah, but let me try and make the case for the offense, because any games that you've actually been able to win is when your offense can actually put something together. And the few times that they are actually able to put something together, or the instances where they've been able to remain close, is because the offense is working damn near at the highest ability of what they have actually put together and what they're putting on the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They're missing a lot of the guys that help make that possible. Mm-hmm. And the drop-off after that raises questions. We've already talked about Tytus Howard at right guard to Blake Fisher. I don't feel great about that, that you have drop-off there. The C.J. Stroud to Davis Mills is one that's interesting. If for no other reason, then you're not going to have as good of ability to pick up yards on the ground with his feet, right? You're not going to have those in there. I still have interest in how well Davis Mills is able to dissect versus zone in the way that CJ was, right? How much does that end up coming up? And then the injury to Tytus has that domino effect of what does your big six-man jumbo package look like, especially
since
Harrison Bryant doesn't look like he's playing your second tight end. So you can't even go, well, maybe we just go with more two tight end sets to try and create a facsimile. It might be like Jarrett Kingston, as I think we kind of threw up the B. Scott hypothesis yesterday. Does that happen, and does that work the same? Does that look similar? Do you get the same benefit out of that? All of those things were the things that they were able to get moderately more impact out of their offense off of. You're losing those impacts.
Yeah.
And so it might be, okay, your defense is definitely being hampered by injuries, but they might not have any chance in hell if the offense takes any step back. Like, you're already at a place where you need to get all of the stuff you've gotten from this offense, and you're dealing with less guys to do it.
So where do you feel like you're going to be able to make up the most ground?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's what you were talking before the show. I thought it was a great question.
Yeah, let's do this as a mental exercise. 713-572-4610. Of the people who are going to need to step up, because Matt Burke talked about it, right? We're just going to need the guys to step up. We'll open this up to the entirety of the team. Let's power rank the guys who have the capability of stepping up. And I'm thinking, especially because I know the biggest thing that you're thinking about is the Jalen Patriot. The guys
that's at the bottom of the list for me. I don't have a confidence in
But I think let's examine the places where people
can
step into the void.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ways that you can handle this, and it's probably going to be a number of these things and more. I think you can end up with this place where you slide Kamari Lassiter into the slot. He's demonstrated the capability of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He did it last week, although Jalen Smith was the guy. J-Rock was the guy that you put at that outside corner. He's now on IR, so he's not available.
Yeah.
Does the next man up become Tre'Mont Smith as a cornerback? We've seen him very, very sparingly step onto the field and have to play corner. How much do they trust him? Because he's very good on special teams, but how much do they trust him actually in coverage? Do you get some Jalen Reed at safety? Although he hasn't had as much time this year. He's a rookie, and he missed time this year. I do wonder, Miles Bryant is one of those guys that played directly behind Jalen Petrie in training camp.
Yeah.
He's a dude who's been in the system, so he knows that role. He's on your practice squad. He might be in elevation there. So those are all guys that I think those are the two guys that I imagine might be in play for helping you, or three guys, because I mentioned Jalen Reed, that might be in play for helping you find some level of answer there. I think there's also something to be acknowledged in. Christian Harris is dealing with an injury there, right, at linebacker. And, again, the Petrie missing. How much do you end up with? I know Henry Toto still ends up being kind of the starter. How much does EJ Speed and maybe even Jake Hansen get involved linebacker-wise if you go if you get more base, or if you have some instances where, you know, well, actually, just more base opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
How much do those guys end up in a step-up role? And then the guys that we were talking about on offense that you know. Jarrett Kingston or Trent Brown, and then obviously Blake Fisher. Those are guys who have opportunities to step up. Who do you feel the most confident of? Some of those guys or any other guys that you think could be stepping up into a role this week?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I'm gonna have to believe that, knowing the Texans, how they operate, they like the experience, the guys that have been and been able to do things. I'm gonna say Miles Bryant comes up, and then Kamari Lassiter, because we've seen him play a little slot anyway, right? So I would probably feel like that's how it's going to end up going.
So So you think Miles Bryant probably plays a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like then, if we're power ranking this, that he has the best opportunity of stepping up? Cause that feels kind of opposite of what your worries are with.
No, that is still my biggest worry. is the nickel position.
And yet you still feel like when with the guys that are going to need to step up in this week, he's your best. He's the one that you like the most.
He probably would be the best pick.
I might go with my number one being EJ Speed, and I kind of worked him in here, but like the possibility of getting him on the field more. Now, of course, that's EJ and Henry Toto and Azeez Al-Shaair. But I think that, one, this team likes playing base from time to time when they can.
And they have.
I think also they're going to have an emphasis this week on stopping the run. Yeah. We'll talk more about that with win because, lose because. But I think that that is – Trevor Lawrence over there, man, we talked to Pete Prisco. He ain't – he's like not seeing it. We are not seeing it. He has had – continued to have his issues. You got to force him to beat you.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that in doing that, you've got a couple of running backs for the Jags that are really good. So – actually, maybe having that additional linebacker to establish that physicality might not be a terrible thing. I feel like this is an EJ Speed game, and the possibility of him then needing to cover a little bit then pops up. But, you know, we know the Jags are missing tight ends. We know that they are dealing with some injuries at their wide receivers, so maybe they don't go as deep with their wide receivers. Like, I do think that this might be an opportunity for you to play a little bit bigger
and get
that physicality.
They have added a wide receiver. We'll see. And then in other positions, who do you
think? So I think for both of us, I think, though, EJ Speed, Miles Bryant, one and two on the the power rankings of dudes who will step up or and have the capability of stepping up admirably.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. But then you start looking at the offensive line, to me, is just an absolute mystery. I don't know, as much as we've seen him play in this league and have success, I don't know what Trent Brown is right now.
Buddy.
I don't know what he is.
At all.
Is he in shape? Is he out of shape?
No idea.
Is he, you know...
And to be fair, if I had to guess, I'd probably guess... Well, it feels unreal to be like, professional athlete, probably out of shape. But, I mean, I haven't seen him be able to get... I mean, obviously, we didn't see him in training camp. He was still dealing with injury.
Mm-hmm.
When he finally gets active, I mean, he's practice squad. To what level of work is he actually getting in any of these circumstances? I have no idea whatsoever.
No, I totally agree. I don't know what he is. I don't like, as we've long established... I don't like Blake Fisher at tackle.
We know you've been trying to get him out of here for a while. Ain't that right, Fig?
I think it's going to affect, you know, whatever quote jumbo package they have. What is that going to look? What is that going to look like? Are they going to even use it very much? And how does that affect the run game? How does that affect pass protection? To me, right now, who is going to step up? Who is most likely to step up in the offensive line?
And it's funny because one of these
Jared
guys,
Kingston,
one. I think he has a possibility in the relatively limited role of being that sixth offensive line. I am leaning on some of the things that people have said from practice the limited opportunities that even they have.
Yeah,
where it's like, hey, this might be a thing that they go for.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the thought process there of making it right because Trent Brown, just as a big dude, being the additional tackle, it'd be weird for him to be that sixth. But maybe that it works.
Like maybe
just giant on the edge. I could see him being it, and it's a limited role where you don't have to be crazy. You just need to be big.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that helps. But
do you feel like it's a possibility they will take somebody from the defense, like a Tommy Togi?
That would be
wild.
That'd be innovative in a way that I feel bad saying this. I almost don't believe them capable of.
Yeah.
Like, I almost don't believe them going to a place where they go, let's go get one of these dudes
on
the defense. Right? Like, let's have, who would be the guy you look, Mario Edwards? Would it be like one of them guys? Would it be like Mario Edwards here?
Toji, they love him. I can see Toji.
He's almost too big to play at that.
He is
six
big.
He's one of the strongest people on the team, though.
He's a swarmy kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's a swarmy. Now you got me thinking.
Danielle Hunter.
Now you got me thinking.
Come on, play offense.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to let him get as many puffs as he can before he gets out there.
Get up there with
I would be scared to say if I was
up.
The defense. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is he doing on offense? He ain't about to block me.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that when we talk about who we believe to be able to step in, it is a couple of guys on defense, and then we go, I have no earthly idea. I will say, though, I am incredibly happy that I don't have to talk about who has to step up in running back, because it seems like Nick Chubb, you know, getting his practice, I think that you'll have the two guys that you trust to do those things. I am also happy that it feels like at edge rusher, you're probably not going to have as much step up as it was looking like it might be when you see Will Anderson Jr. pop up on the injury report and not practice. Those are things that I'm happy about. There's a lot of guys that we just named that are going to need to be not just step up, but step up incredibly well for them to have a chance to put their best foot forward on Sunday versus the Jaguars. Who steps up, we will have to see. And let us know, 713-572-4610. Who are you putting your trust in to be able to step up for the Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions, as we often do. We'll do those on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.